This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that fantasy drafts anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're drafting things you say with your chest. Our guest today is our friend, one of the great All Fantasy Everything guests, one of the great people to ever spend even a second of your life with, Dulce Sloan.
What's happening, baby?
Yeah! I'm your host, Ian Carmel. I am sitting next to Sean Jordan in his kitchen, and we are looking at David Borey on a Zoom screen. Isaac Lee, also in the kitchen with us. Let's get into the podcast. Let's do it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that saw Sean's deck in person.
Yeah, that thing I won't shut up about. It's dank, bro. Tell him it's not dank.
It's great. It's a great deck.
Deck?
Sean painted his deck.
Deck.
Painted the whole thing.
Deck.
Dick.
Ian saw my dick a long time ago. My deck for the first time.
Sean painted his dick.
Yeah.
I think he painted the deck with his dick, actually. He dipped his dick into the paint.
Wild.
That's
man.
Why it took 3 weeks or whatever. Helicopter.
All this crass. I can see my daughter's crib with all this crass language. This is bananas. I can't be doing this.
She's not here. She's not in the house.
No, I painted my deck. Ian saw it and I'm happy about it. Now David's got to see it and Dulce, you got to see it too.
It's a good deck. I've seen your deck.
Yeah, but you ain't seen it like this, Playboy. It's dank now. It's all like silvery looking.
It's lovely.
It was a nice deck. The top cover. Yeah,
I'm feeling good.
The lattice is good.
Ooh, a lattice? Do you have a pergola?
I don't think so. Pergolas are, we have it's covered, but it's not a pergola, would you say, right?
I don't know if it's just a roof
on the deck.
Yeah, there's a roof on the deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think it is a pergola. Because it's got the slats so that the shadow moves with the sun.
Yeah, that's
I'm pretty sure it's a pergola.
I thought pergola was Italian lettuce. Is that not what pergola is?
No, that's a roux lettuce.
Listen, I knew once I said pergola, Sean wasn't going to know what it was.
There are so many books over here, you don't even know. So many books on that shelf.
Give me your wife's books. Don't play with me. You don't read.
She doesn't read Juggalo. No, we might talk about this in this episode. What my thoughts on reading.
Why is book something you say with your chest?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Zayas. Books.
Hey, man, listen, Sean, you are a father now. It's time to get your books up. Okay,
that's it is my time new, to get your books up.
They're up on the shelf. They're not on the floor anymore.
For the children, it's time to get your books up. You got to make sure that your daughter's reading English, reading Spanish. You know, she got to survive.
Because she's going to learn to read soon, and you don't want her to have outread the number of books you've read.
Oh, that'll happen.
Or puberty.
Yeah.
That'll happen quick.
Are you comfortable with her overtaking you as far as book count goes?
As soon as possible, man.
As soon as possible.
Yeah, I want her to rise selfless. To the top. Yeah.
You didn't do summer reading? That would have got your books up.
I didn't do most reading. I didn't do school reading.
I remember as you framed it, and I haven't heard you say it in a while, and I there were many opportunities on the last couple of episodes that I listened to, but white ghetto. When you introduced this, I was like, the more Sean talks, I'm like, girl.
We were reading books for Pizza Hut, to get pizzas. We were reading books.
You didn't do book fairs at a Scholastic book fair at a bookmobile income?
We did, but I would get the books because I wanted to be somebody who got the books. Rarely did I read them. I would get they had the game books, the word find books and stuff I would find a way to circumvent the actual reading, but still get something from the book fair.
With a word search?
I bet you got a lot of skateboard erasers.
A lot of erasers.
Or Garfield books where you're I read the Garfield book.
Oh, I love the Garfield books. I feel like the kids nowadays aren't doing, because we were cutting out box tops because no school had money, apparently.
No.
And then they were conning us with pizza to read books. But what are they conning these kids with now? Kale? Like, what are we using?
I think you can always get kids to do stuff for pizza.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Well, are you allowed to use pizza to get kids to do stuff?
Well, all the kids now can't eat gluten, so I guess you got to give them, like, fruit or some shit.
Yeah.
When we were kids, that's all they did, right? Like, it was like, if you do this, you'll get a pizza pie. Like, it was all pizza.
Everything was pizza.
The 90s was a great time for pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, we were all being Pizza Hut and Domino's, their rivalry, just really just spreading the propaganda through the Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
Through any show of teenagers, they were always sitting somewhere. Also, kids on TV had a lot of money because I was like,
that is what always freaked me out. Like, you just,
I'm like,
go
every
to this-
day after school, you going over to this? Y'all ain't got no, like, every day after school in high school, I went to work.
Yeah, I had a job. I had a job starting at 15 at a grocery store, but you know, still, like, after
I started
school.
Working when I was, I started my own business when I was 9. I'm fucking exhausted. What I'm saying is,
what business did you start at 9?
So when we lived in Miami, my mom,
the first one.
When we moved back to Miami, my mother had a business where she made her own clothing and she sold hair.
Oh.
So she made, like, little girls' clothes. And so I was, like, the model for the clothes because we worked at an outdoor flea market in Florida City. And so there are people out there selling clothes and stuff. And then so she'd sell her clothes because her clothing company was named after me. And I saw people out there, like, selling different kind of stuff. So I said, we went to the wholesale place one day and I was like, I saw a bunch of toys. I was like, Mama, I want to sell toys. I want my own business. I want to sell toys. And so she bought me, like, I don't know, but like 30, 40 bucks worth of toys, and then gave me a receipt book and a fanny pack to give people change, and then wrote serial numbers on the back of everything.
Wow.
And so I had to keep track of my inventory. And so when I would sell stuff, when it was time to re-up,
flip,
I was like, okay, I need more dolls, I need more water guns and all this other shit.
You need, when it was time to re-up?
Yep, when I had to get more inventory. So I would be wearing her outfits, and sometimes yes, my hair would be done too. So I'd be like wearing the hair that she was selling. Also, it was the 90s in Miami, so every little girl had a finger waves and adult hairstyles. And so I would have on the clothes she made, and then my hair would be done. So I'd be modeling her stuff, and then I'd be selling my toys.
So not quite a lemonade stand.
Nah, man, we're doing real shit out here.
People
who
had lemonade stands, like, get the fuck out of here.
Nah, dog.
When I was 9, I almost broke my leg in the woods alone once.
Hey, man.
Very
tomato,
similar
potato.
Years.
Listen, I have been working. I just turned 40. I've been working since I was 9 years old. I can't tell you how tired I am. I cannot tell you how exhausted your girl is. But, yeah, man, I'm just trying to inspire the youth because they got too much free time, bro. Also, these kids, some of these kids ain't going to college. Give them a job at 9. These child labor laws are wild.
Yeah, I was one of them.
This is a crazy take. 5 minutes in. Give these kids jobs. These kids, child labor laws are crazy.
Listen, somebody got to work at Pep Boys. Not if we wouldn't be the state that we're in. They've been pushing college and college and everybody need to go to college.
Yeah.
College has never been for everybody. So now the reason they kept pushing college and not pushing trade schools, that's why a fucking plumber or an electrician costs $300 an hour because we literally don't have any.
That's 100% right.
It's a good gig.
Dude, you could have told from jump I wasn't going to college or it wasn't good for me. If somebody would have just been honest, been like, don't go for 2 years. It's pointless.
And now you're a professional deck painter.
Now I paint decks.
My high school was
out
like,
here,
either if your grades
school.
Weren't great, at a certain point, they were like, hey, you might want to learn a trade.
Yeah.
They did not do that in Beaverton. They were like, you're going to go to a community college until you can then go to a regular college.
Not Gwinnett County. They were like, hey, what if you had a cosmetology degree the day you graduated from high school? What if you knew how to do body work the day you graduated from high school?
Some of us weren't great at school or trades, though. I think there's an either-or situation where it's like, just because I am not good at science doesn't mean I'm also going to be a great plumber.
Yeah, I can't weld or analyze a separate piece. I don't know what's going on.
It's kind of like, it's just not really mine.
As someone who can weld.
You can weld?
Arc welding or spot welding?
Arc welding.
Okay.
I had to learn in school because I had to learn in theater school.
The arc welder from Florida City sounds like a superhero.
The arc welder. Yeah.
Where is this black superhero that we need so right now? Also, have y'all
trade school man?
Trade school man?
Trade school man.
Hold on, sidebar. I just need a quick moment with David. Right quick. So, like August 5th next year, are you going to Montgomery? Because I'm trying to go.
Are you trying to do it?
I'm trying to go.
We could have not done this right now.
I know, but
my in-laws live in Montgomery. I'll go.
Hey, It's not for you.
It's not for me? All right.
It's not for you.
I mean, if you're going to bring Uno, yeah, I'll think about it.
I mean, you know I'm bringing Uno.
All right, anyways.
Anyway. Leave that in. Because
what's going on in Montgomery?
What is going on in Montgomery?
Hey, you know what?
I was at that Uno game, too.
I was at that Uno game.
That's right.
Yeah.
We tried to bring it back in Canada, and they didn't want any parts of it.
There was nowhere to play.
It's so much fun. Yeah. Oh, well, that's a problem.
We played Uno till like 5 in the morning in the hotel lobby at Minia, and they let us. That was the cool thing. We go to the front desk.
Shout out to that hotel.
Shout out to that hotel. For being like...
You remember that? We walk up, and we're like, bro, can we play Uno? And he goes, out here, you can make all the noise you want. Just don't do it in your rooms. And we're like, tight. We didn't even make that much noise.
If more hotels thought this way,
yeah,
there would be less problems all around.
Absolutely.
I mean,
all around.
I don't think that most hotels have 40 people wanting to play Uno at 4 in the morning.
But also, if you're in a hotel that's set up where there's rooms on the first floor, you literally can't do it.
Right.
Because they had that area upstairs,
uh-huh,
where we still weren't near rooms, we were still out of the way, then it was accommodating for it.
We were also the right group of 40 people because, like, everyone, we were all people who had, like, earned our stripes as far as, like, going out, and now we were in a slightly more mellow part of our going out experience. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, most groups of 40 people who want to hang out at 3 a.m. somewhere are probably going to be a little rowdier.
About to cause a problem. The authorities need to come. Just before we start, just call them. But
the only white guy who's going to be in Montgomery next August, Sean Jordan. Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram.
In his FUBU shirt.
In his FUBU shirt. In his full cross colors overalls.
It says, no justice, no peace on my shirt. I had the... That's so crazy.
Bro, cross colors is back, baby. I was at a fashion show with the NAACP Awards.
You know how close I've been maybe once a month to being like, I could do it. Every now and again, I'll send David, like I sent him a Carl Kanai vertical stripe shirt. Cool. And he was like, no.
Crazy colors he's picking though. Like, yo, what are you going to wear that vertical stripe purple shirt with, Sean?
About August 5th next year.
Probably his Pan-African flagged double heel Timberland boots.
Yeah, That's a good point. That's a good. What was I thinking? I forgot about that.
He's trying to patriate Ghana.
Dude, I'm going to get into the pendant game, so that'll be on top of it, so you won't even be able to...
He's going to get back into the pendant game.
Anyway. You have a white wife. You cannot do these things.
I'll tell you what I can do.
You married a white woman and made a white baby. You're not going to Gary Owens this shit. No, you have to sit down.
Here's what I can do. I will do stand-up in Minneapolis. If you're listening to this right now, this Saturday, Comedy Corner Underground, there's still tickets.
Nobody's
Sioux Falls, South Dakota, August 25th at Boss's Comedy Club. And then September 6th in Seattle at the Capitol Hill Comedy Bar. Please come out. I'm excited about it. And then... a few tickets left to my album taping in Portland, October 29th.
I can't see anyone going to the Seattle show.
So far, only about 20 people can see themselves going. So Seattle, let's get it up there.
Why are you doing this to him? I listened to the episode. I was like, why Ian being mean to Sean talk about ain't nobody going to come to his show?
Because he can. He does it because he can.
Can I tell you why I do it?
Yes,
please. To create sort of a feeling of people being like, oh, we'll show Ian. We're going to buy tickets to this.
Sort of like a groundswell.
This is reverse psychology.
It's reverse psychology.
Yeah. Isaac, you got to cut that out. Then they goofy-ass listeners can't know what the campaign is. Also, am I still the most hated guest y'all have had? Because are they still making Reddits about me? Because I'm really,
attention to the Reddit anymore.
If you're good on the Reddit, keep being good. If you're not good, then take a long walk up a short pier. I ain't got time for it.
Y'all really using a Slack? Because I remember having Slack at work and I was like, yo, this shit is trash. I hate this shit.
We dip into the Slack. The Slack is lovely. Into the Slack every now and then.
They're their own community that likes each other.
Yeah. That's a self-sustaining community that we are tangentially related to. They're a wonderful group of people, and the Reddit is also mostly wonderful.
Mostly. Almost all.
Mostly wonderful. Yeah, yeah. But a Reddit, we discovered, is just an organism you have to let exist on its own.
Like molding a fridge.
Okay. Yeah. You can't go in there and like try to supervise it. You just got to let that be what it is.
Oh, so it's just an alternative high school, is what you're saying.
It's like Joe Foss in Sioux Falls. That high school where you go in and they're like, they don't need to see any credentials. They're like, yeah, whatever. Whoever you're looking for, they might be here, they might not be.
Girl. A lot of bad kids, but they're doing their best, you know?
I mean, so we're not supervising the Reddit, but for this group of white people who like All Fantasy Everything, you're a top five guest.
I mean, I've seen y'all audience. It's white. It's white.
Not as much as you might think. Not as
I've seen your live tape. It's as white as I think it is.
Yeah, not
that's
as much
what
as
I
think.
Will say.
Because a lot of people would think, you know.
We're huge in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, yeah, massive.
Well, I heard y'all were big in Bolivia, but I know y'all can't talk about it.
Okay, I'll tell you this. Inuits are into it.
Oh, Inuits are into it?
I just wanted to say that.
What kind of popsicle joke was that?
They sound Inuit into it.
No, we know.
I'm still proud of you, Sean. I'm still proud of you.
I like my friends. What are we going to do about it? It's fun.
I'm still proud of you. I'm still proud of you. You know, and that's where we need to keep that. I'm still proud.
Thank you.
Nobody go see Sean in any of those dates. I don't think he will.
He's doing that thing he does.
I don't think anyone's going to any of those. David Borey is on the road right now. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Bring David a plate tour.
So many
on the horizon.
Dates.
On the horizon.
So many dates.
I'm excited for you. You're in LA right now. We should, you know, I live here.
Oh, I'll text you after this.
Yeah, nigga, I'm in my house.
Oh, okay. Hold on. But let me read off these dates because there's a bunch of them. I'm going to do it as fast as possible. Birmingham, Alabama, August 30th. Asheville, North Carolina, August 31st. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, September 6th. Chattanooga, Tennessee, September 7th. Raleigh, North Carolina, September 10th. Austin, Texas, September 12th. Denver, Colorado, September 21st through 23rd for the High Plains Comedy Festival. Indianapolis, September 29th. Cincinnati, September 30th. Morgantown, West Virginia, October 1st. Columbus, Ohio, October 5th. St. Louis, Missouri, October 13th and 14th. New York City, October 21st. Worcester, Massachusetts, October 22nd. Kansas City, Missouri, October 25th. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, never heard of it, October 26th. Minneapolis, Minnesota, October 27th and October 28th. BringDavidAPlate.com. All those tickets are up. Merch views dropping soon. I got some really exciting, fun merch for this tour. It's going to be great. Buy a ticket.
David Borey, I'm so glad you have all of these dates. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It's going to, you know, no agents. We are figuring it out.
Real quick, I got Buck and Dank socks that I'll have at all my dates, too. I got some socks. They say Buck
no,
on one, Dank on the other.
You had your chance.
I got
you
socks. They say
chance.
Buck on one, Dank on the other. I can
you,
talk over him because he's right next to me this
socks,
time.
Because according to Rob Kardashian, people don't give a fuck about no socks.
I think they'd be buying socks.
Okay.
I buy socks. I think they're good. I think they'll move well.
I hate socks.
I'd buy merch socks for sure.
Yeah, let's move some units. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. I forgot about that.
Well, if we're talking about merch.
Well, we...
Say it.
Your girl, me, and comedian Lace Larrabee started a lip gloss company called Giggle Gloss.
Giggle Gloss. What a great name.
And we're selling it as merch as on the road. We have six colors. And all of the colors are like, you know, we have like comedic names and stuff from like our jokes and everything. So our number one selling color is my color, No More Broke Dick.
and what color?
You had to put
what
that
color
on the
would
color
that be?
Wheel. It doesn't bring
what
up a
shade.
To me.
It's a brownish gold color.
It's a brownish gold
and
color.
And so there is sparkle in it. And then our next best selling color is Purse Vodka.
Okay.
Which is Lace's color. And that color is like a light.
I can't pick up a color for it.
Like a chartreuse?
So, would it be a purple? I would think purple.
So it's like Purse Vodka is a sheer pink with a pink sparkle in it.
Okay.
And then No More Broke Dick is a light rose pink with like a silver sparkle in it. And so what we did was we picked six colors with that because Lace is white and I am a beautiful black woman. So we also picked, we will have our own three colors and then we picked colors that looked good on each other.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
So that's if you great. Go to our Instagram, you can see like a lineup and you can see all of our colors together and everything is like comedy themed. So like the logo itself is lips with a microphone in it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, very if nice. You wanted to, can you double up? Like, could I do No More Broke Dick on top, Purse Vodka on bottom?
You can. And so we have
that
other colors. I'll Show You Crazy is a corally red color. So
I'll show and, you crazy.
Based off one of Lace's jokes. And so
this is at Dulce Sloan on Twitter, Dulce Sloan on Instagram, by the way.
Yeah. And then so Lafayette Majora, based off of, you know what that's talking about.
The vagina.
I didn't know that. Is a like a light plum color, and then there's a color called Future Wife, because, you know, manifesting. And I'm always talking about getting married on stage, and that's like a nude brown color. And then the you know, and then the last color is a Miss Lady, because, you know, that's what niggas would holler at your girl when I was walking around with Atlanta, be like, "Hey, my lady, hey, my lady, hey, my lady." And
that
so,
is what color?
And that's like a black cherry pigmented color. So I designed the labels. We worked on the labels together. We worked on the logo together. We did everything. So there's like the lineup of the colors.
Dude, that's sick.
This is amazing. From the minds of comedians to the mouths of the fans. Brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Dude, that is so dope.
We've had like 300 orders, and I have packed 280 of those orders personally.
Dog, yeah, that's no joke,
and when
man.
We get off this call, I've got 50 orders I got to go. Like 40, 50 orders I got to pack.
As soon as this drops, you better have like 30,000 more orders.
I mean, listen, I'm trying to help the community, but also it's like, so me and Lace, we also sell this on the road, and so... I did Sherry Shepherd and we promoted it and we got like 150 orders and it just aired and we got some more. But what we want to do is like, so we're trying to build up the brand. And then eventually we want to start partnering with other comics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so I could get like a backpack chicken color.
Right. Like backpack chicken. So like we're
or
thinking
we can
about
work
maybe.
On it.
Right. So it's like we want other people to name their colors. And then so we're partnering with comics. So it's like maybe like if you want to start selling like lip balm. Then you could like
for, get a bar mitzvah and everything.
Bar mitzvah and everything. Right. I could do hungover at a college graduation kind of a lip
exactly.
color.
Exactly. Whatever color you want to do. And so we want to start eventually once we get it to like where it's like truly like established and make sure we're getting like regular orders and stuff. Then we want to start partnering with other comics. And so they can sell it as merch on the road, but it'll be under the Giggle Gossip.
I like kind of like a bronzer called I Didn't Go Out Last Night.
I'm all good.
Yeah.
Or just called Not Blackface.
I think I could do like an eyeshadow that's like, what weed?
We've had scientists like, determine the exact point where it's as dark as it can get without being blackface.
I've always wondered the line.
We found the line, and this is half a shade lighter than that. And this is...
Because I've been out, especially like in LA, I've been out at the Grove before, and I'm like, is that...
Yeah.
Are they kidding?
Listen, there's those British girls and how they tan.
Yeah, that's close.
Have you... There was one girl, I'm like, she's... Oh, she's darker than me. This bitch is, she's good. I mean, she has all of the skin cancer, first and fucking foremost.
They tan like they're competing in a bodybuilding competition.
Yes, they look like, I've seen, they're darker than rotisserie chicken. Like, I was like, this can't be.
And then they put, then they lay the makeup on thick over it too.
And I was like, bitch, your skin, your face is a cobblestone street. Like, your body can't breathe. You always have to be moisturized because your skin just crumbles like rice paper that's been fried. So, honestly, let them have it. If this is the life you want to live, if this is the God you serve, run it, sis. But you will. I mean, her skin must flake off like the pieces of fried chicken when you bite into it. Like, it has to. But that's not what we're here for.
No, but we're here. But please, check out the Giggle Gloss. That's fantastic.
Gigglegloss.com, baby girl, because you know what? We in a strike.
Yes.
We in a motherfucking strike. And I just bought a new house. And I mean, I'm okay. But my mama and my brother are moving out here too, and a dog and a cat. So like, niggas, we're in a strike. We're in a strike. Support actors.
And this helps everybody.
Do what you can. This helps everybody. Because if I'm doing well, then I'm creating jobs. Mm-hmm. So.
My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all of that. You can come see me at the Denver High Plains Comedy Festival, where you can see us do two live All Fantasy Everythings. And that is,
what is that?
Speak of the devil, Karen Wachtel.
September 21st through
literally
23rd.
Just emailed me, which is very funny.
Oh, I should probably say what my date. Okay, hold on. I got dates.
Oh, yeah, say your dates. Get your dates out there.
Y'all niggas wild. September the 9th, I'm going to be at the Emus Theater in Emus, Pennsylvania. I hope I'm saying that right. Then the 23rd to 26th, I'm going to be in Toronto, Canada for JFL Toronto.
You got to stop saying that second T. They're going to get on you. Toronto.
Toronto. Oh, Toronto. It's like Atlanta. You don't say the second T.
That's right.
Toronto.
Okay, God bless.
Toronto.
October the 10th, I'm going to be in the Academia Center for the Arts in Lafayette, Louisiana, because I miss Black people. And the 19th to the 22nd, I'm going to be at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've heard it's nice.
They are wonderful there. The people who work the club are lovely. And I had a great experience with the crowds, but I was there during NBA Summer League, and David was there during Christmas, so we had different experiences.
Yeah.
I've been to Vegas on Christmas because my uncle used to live there. Y'all know, okay, do y'all remember the singer Stevie B? They did Freestyle?
He's not that guy that, Amor, oh yes, Amor.
No, he did that song Spring Love.
That's Frankie J.
He did that post, you know, the song Because I Love You? Hold on. It's because it was big in the 90s. Hold on, I'm bringing him up.
Isaac asked how I got into rap the other day, and I was like, R&B kind of got me into rap. R&B was the first love, so.
What we do always forget is that Mariah Carey had a hood era.
Yeah, I don't think we forget that.
Well, I think we don't talk about it enough, because she did have a song with Bone Thugs and Harmony. So, like, we're not talking about it.
Instead of breaking me on.
Damn, Mariah.
Yeah. Yes.
She hung out with ODB.
Yeah, ODB was on a song.
Bro,
she did the fantasy remix. She was in there.
Come see us to the Denver High Plains Comedy Festival, September 21st, 22nd, 23rd. There he is. Stevie B, the King of Freestyle.
There he goes.
Who is that? Is that the white dude from Star Trek, Riker, in the lower right hand corner?
It looked like
that
Riker,
is all that pictures picture? Of him. This is why I would have to change his Wikipedia to not say he was Cuban. I would have to change it to say he was Black. Because people could never figure out what race he is. But somebody heard his name and got very excited. I'm going to have to sing all some of his songs, but he does that freestyle type of music. So he would never perform in Atlanta. So he's on shows with like Lisa and...
Where are we going here? Because I feel like we have to get to this draft.
Where's the change? It's a tangent. I'm sorry.
I'll be in Vancouver.
So David needs to work. So House of Comedy.
I'll be at the Vancouver House of Comedy November 30th, December 1st, December 2nd. That's me and Sean Jordan will be there. We're coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, bro. You got your passport?
Got my passport.
Got my passport.
Vancouver's so nice.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I've never been. And then following week, I will be in Austin, Texas at the Vulcan Gas Company. I can't wait. December 8th and 9th. Get your tickets now.
If you've never been to Vancouver, so like, Seattle is Portland if Portland went to community college. Vancouver is Portland if Portland went to regular college.
Okay, I like that. Yeah,
I love it there.
Yeah.
And we'll have a car, so we're going to do some nature shit. There's a suspension bridge.
Ooh, it's near the water and stuff. That's British Columbia. It's gorgeous.
See that old
London
village
nice trees
they got there, which is always fun.
Do a little hiking?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some hiking.
Talladega Village, what'd you say?
They got that old Olympic Village that's like on the waterfront. Anyway, let's play rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, so let's see. Now, I'm waiting to defeat y'all, so...
All right, let's go. Do
it. Ready to go. Austin, Texas. I will be there during Hanukkah. Come spend Hanukkah with your boy at the Vulcan Gas Company. We're gathered here today not to talk about Hanukkah, but to draft things that you say with your chest. We determine the order of the draft through playing a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors between the three of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Sean wins.
Yes.
He wins a natural. I saw in person a scissors against two paper. Sean Jordan, as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's a great question.
Not to take up too much time, it's sort of, I had one for the deck. It's like the lattice on a deck. We were going to be on the deck originally.
Yeah.
So I was going to turn it to the deck, but it's like your lattice goes down, and then there's another one that goes down and to the right, and then one that goes down and to the left, one that goes down to the right.
The pergola's Italian lattice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Now, I hope that joke made it in here twice. If that's only the first time, throw the first one in there too, so it's in here twice, but yes. So that is a serpentine draft.
Basically, if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second. Now, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
I'm going to go first, because I only got one that I know is going to work, and then we'll say David, Dulce, Ian.
Dulce, Sloan. Ian Carmel in the Hot Corner.
I'm always amazed that every week that you can come up with another one of those things. I can't. To explain it's,
I'm a, I mean,
we
I'm
make
amazed.
Fun of him, but it's truly insane.
It is. It's wild. Fucking amazing. Give this man his flowers.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Oh, well, give him man. His Mountain Dew. I don't think Sean would.
Yeah, give me that Mountain Dew. Give me flowered flavored Mountain Dew if it's out there.
Like the bread?
Potpourri Mountain Dew.
Okay. Sean Jordan will be making his first pick in the Say It With Your Chest All Fantasy Everything Fantasy Draft right after this short break.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything Already in Progress. Sean Jordan is about to make his first pick. This is the only podcast that has ever existed. Thank you for listening. Sean Jordan, wearing giggle gloss right now, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
I can't wait to make my color Shane Torres purple. That's going to be the best one.
Oh, look, it's Shane.
Oh, great. Speaking of which, we were watching The Lincoln Lawyer, the Netflix TV show, and there's a Cisco. If anyone has been watching The Lincoln Lawyer, Cisco looks like a sexy Shane Torres. Shane Torres looks like
sexier.
A sexy Shane Torres, but Cisco looks like a sexier Shane Torres. Sean, yeah. What's your first pick?
Did y'all do just words? Or are we doing like phrases?
We're about to find out.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I got a lot.
So my first one, say you're on the phone with customer service. It's an automated system. And you're at your end of your rope. This is the first word that I regularly say with my chest. Representative.
Oh, that's a good one.
All the time. That's one where like Laurel will come in the room and be like, what's going on? I'm like, I can't get a person, bro. And I am like, I'm sorry. And then it'll be like, I couldn't hear you. And he's like, representative.
You're trying to speak with so much force that a robot understands.
Dude, I've heard you say it with your chest so many. Laura. But Laura does not do that. And I've heard her stand up and be like, representative.
Person.
You can say agent and it'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
I just press one till somebody gets on the line.
I was at zero. Like working at call centers, that was the trick is I would tell people, I'd be like, hit zero until someone answers and then they can route you. But
you ever do that one where you hit zero and it brings you back to the beginning of the decision tree?
Yes.
Or it'll hang up on you, dude.
Yeah.
That shit. But yeah, that's
the- I'm gonna tell you the real trick. I worked bilingual customer service for almost 15 years. And the that's real trick is
Cierto.
Is if you really want somebody quickly, go to the Spanish line.
Because
every Spanish agent has to speak English.
Sure.
Oh, that is a life.
That is. Dog.
See, I'm gonna use that.
If there's a long wait, now, go to the Spanish line.
Anybody who's upset that we don't get into the draft quick enough, this is the kind there of gold that you get immediately when we do get into the draft.
Muy más fácil.
See.
So damn. People would. So I had a guy. So I used to work at a power company, and I had a guy. Because the only
power
way
company we, CAA, what are we talking here? WME.
Progress Energy. Oh, wildly okay. enough, we had she to lie it. And I don't care. We had to lie because we were committing a crime. We had to lie and tell people we were in Florida because contractually they weren't supposed to have agents outside of the state of Florida.
Allegedly.
So they would tell us what the weather in Florida was every day because old people called all the time. But wow. I had a guy call the Spanish line. And my greeting comes in Spanish and he goes, hey, do you speak English? And I was like, yes. And so he's like, hey, any help with my power bill? And it had been a long, I work a 10-hour day on Monday. So I said, sir, I apologize, but since you call the Spanish line, I have to conduct this call in Spanish. And he was like, but you don't speak English? I was like, well, we're currently speaking English.
But just this sentence.
I'm doing it.
Just as soon as I said, but we have to conduct it in Spanish. He's like, I don't speak that. I'm like, go ahead, sir. But if you want to get through quick, go to the Spanish line because there's always a shorter wait.
I like that.
What is Spanish for representative?
Representante.
Representante.
I love that song.
Yeah, Carly Rae Jepsen's on it for some reason.
And of course, Daddy Yankee.
And Daddy Yankee. I met Daddy Yankee when we were filming one of the Grammys. He was the sweetest guy.
I heard.
He's got a great voice.
He's got a great voice, and he's a little sweetheart, and he always wears a Yankee hat.
Yeah, he got mad because I tried to call him Papa Met, but that's a different
issue. That's a different issue. That's it. And Mr. Met got mad at you, too. You had two different
groups. It was a weird summer.
David, it's time for your first pick of things you say with your chest.
Man, this one, it doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, I really, really love it. I love you.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
So, like, you ever have it when you say it to somebody, when somebody says it to you, and they're like, I love you.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, yeah.
The only time I hear it like that when someone's drunk. The only time you hear it with the chest is when someone's drunk.
2 a.m., 3 a.m., I love you.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's just like, it's also, it can happen in the heat of, like, physical exertion.
Yeah.
Like, you ever been playing, like, basketball or something? It's just, like, running. Like, it's, like, it's really easy. It happens more often than you
Are you
think,
declaring your
above.
Love during NBA, during pickup runs and stuff?
I mean, when I'm tired or something. Like, you never did it when you were playing football?
No, you're right. I definitely did.
That,
like camaraderie.
After a play or something like that? Yeah.
Why is this happening?
Because they, like, picked
you know,
up.
Just because of a pancake block or something.
Flattened someone.
Man, I love you. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, exclamation of feeling. Like, it's a lot going on, and you're just like, I fucking love you.
We're
like,
in the heat of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right after I got on stage in court, I went to the green room, and I called Laura, and I was like, I love you so much. And then I started crying, and I hung up pretty much, but... Shit like that.
Like, it's like, whenever it's done properly, it's like, it's so great. It's so great to receive it. It's so great to give. I don't think it happens enough.
No, but I think you're right.
It don't. That's why all my friends, when we get off the phone, I make them say, I love you.
We're a big I love you.
I love how, just how, especially with dudes, it's just common now. I don't know. The circle I run in.
It's way more common than it
ever has
been.
We all casually
say it. It's like, all right, I love you, peace. I mean, it's not even, it's just part of the...
Fathers used to not say it to their children. You know what I mean? It was that like of a...
Some still don't.
Yes.
Yeah, they sure don't.
I think if I said to somebody one day and I was like, if we let men cry, less people would get murdered.
Absolutely.
I promise you. Yeah. There'd be less crime.
That's
if
one
we
that
just,
we both got to be on board with, though. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you
got
to be down
you.
To watch it.
Listen, there was a guy I was talking to. He started crying. Hey, now I'm going to say there was a guy I was talking to. He started crying on my phone, and I felt my vagina close up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a tough, it's a slippery slope. Well, no, it's a dry slope, I guess.
I can say we weren't in the place of vulnerability for me to be hearing him cry on my phone while I'm on a plane.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like on a plane, I'm saying it was introduced
to another level.
Right. Yeah. It was introduced too early. And also me and him weren't like good at that time. So I was like, hey man, I don't even know if I like you right now because we're not good.
Yeah.
So crying on my phone about your ex-wife is not what needs to happen right
no,
now.
No, no, no. There were mitigating circumstances.
Ugh,
that should be one of your lip gloss flavors.
Don't be crying on my phone.
About your ex-wife.
I don't know if I like you like that.
I'm like, we're about to take off. Can you cry in your ginger tea?
It's a waterproof mascara.
Truly. Cry on the plane.
Come on.
Listen, we've all cried on the plane. For some reason, it's just easier.
Oh, I cry. I cry a lot on the plane.
What?
Not from a bad place. I just watch sappy movies.
Being
and
on
cry
a plane makes
time.
You more emotional. Like being at elevation makes you more emotionally
I think so.
Vulnerable. I think they've done studies. There's also something about the transient nature of airports and airplanes that makes you realize how fleeting life and experiences are.
Damn, dude.
Is that?
Being in hotels will do that to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just get stoked because I'm in the air.
Dual fans, it is time for your first pick.
Well, as somebody who worked customer service for a very long time, and this is something we would actually get dinged for.
Oh, talk to me.
Aggressive use of sir or ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
Oh,
dog.
You could do so much with that.
Sir.
So the number of times I've just been like, sir, 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 sir. The number of times in public where some man has done something stupid or bumped into me and I've been like, sir, and he'll go, oh, the number, you can make some.
I'm pretty
like
sure you've done it to me.
Yeah.
Probably. Because I know I've done it to Ian.
Great.
And I know he's probably, because Ian was drunk so when I was like, sir. Like, yeah. Also as a southerner, I know how to use sir and ma'am.
Yeah, it's sober.
Because some woman was acting stupid on my phone and I just put her on hold. I put her on hold. And then when I came back, she was like, thank you. I was like, you're welcome. She's like, I needed a moment.
Yeah.
But it has been a ma'am. I have ma'amed a no, sir. Also, as kids, that's how we would get reprimanded. Like, they would either go, for some reason, if we were doing something wrong, you were either given like a miss. So, like, my little cousin would be like, Miss Leah, if she was acting a fool. Or we go, no, ma'am. And I don't know why we use these proper terms like correct, but if I heard a no ma'am, I'm like, okay, I'm fucking up.
Yeah, that's
but yeah,
perfect.
Aggressive use of sir or ma'am from the chest. A strong sir, I have stopped a fight with a strong sir.
I bet you have. Yeah.
That makes you question everything.
It cuts right through.
Sir!
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, what am I doing?
Well, because somebody they referred to as sir and they're like, oh shit, I'm not doing sir shit right now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm not a sir.
I've strayed so far from being
a
sir.
I'm a mister right now.
Damn, I'm acting like a mister.
Right now, I'm a this guy.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. If you're a this guy, you're getting called sir.
If you're if you're being a TFG, a this fucking guy.
This fucking guy.
Ooh.
No.
I say TFG a lot, too.
Somebody goes, sir, and you just, like, wipe your hair, and you're like, all right, straighten my tie up. Yeah. Sorry.
Fuck, I'm being a real TFG.
I don't mean to fight over a parking space. It's not sir shit.
Bro, a sir or a ma'am. Yeah, I'm good with a ma'am. And especially if you hit a white woman with a certain age with a ma'am.
Ma'am?
First, she will crumble. She will crumble. I had this, in New York, I had this lady ask me a question. I was at a CVS, and I said, ma'am. She's like, I'm not old enough to be a ma'am. I said, ma'am, you remember Dr. King. I'm going to call you a ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, we should all remember Dr. King.
But she saw him speak live. So it was old enough to remember the shit. I'm a ma'am you all day, bitch. You remember Eisenhower. Don't do this to me. You voted for LBJ. Shut the fuck up.
It's a football game with leather helmets. Yeah. You are a
ma'am.
Ma'am. Big ma'am.
You remember Jim Crow. I'm ma'aming the fuck out of you.
You were alive when they weren't allowed to dribble in the NBA. So you're a ma'am.
I just
Stop
like,
it.
Because like when you follow the sir or ma'am with whatever they're doing, it kind of can tell you why. Like, sir, you can't go refill your own drink behind the counter. That kind of stuff where you can just like say what they were doing, why
I love
you
your
called
examples
them.
For things.
Sir,
you can't be back there.
I saw a kid go behind the counter at a coffee place the other day.
Dude, my buddy Mike did
at a coffee
McDonald's.
Place?
Yeah, wild.
That's crazy.
Wild.
My buddy
wild.
Mike did it at a McDonald's in Minnesota one time. He just went back and filled his own drink behind the counter and they're like, what are you doing? He goes, they let us do this in Sioux Falls. And we're like, no, they don't. They don't let you do that anywhere, dude.
What kind of wild whites were you running with, Sean?
We did crazy. You know, I spit on a cop one time.
Oh, my God.
Pretty buck.
Yo, no, don't. What's the next question?
Yeah. So it's my pick. my first and second picks, as it is. A serpentine draft. I'm going to take when there's not enough time to say a full word with your chest. And there's not even enough time to say the full length of this word with your chest. And you just say, hey.
Oh, yeah.
A-Y.
Like on the street? Like hey! Outside?
Yeah.
It can be employed all sorts of ways. I'm thinking specifically your kid or like your nephew is about to do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to like communicate directly with them and override any other noise happening at this backyard barbecue or whatever's going on. Hey! Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah.
And then I've done it with adults.
And even and then adults, yeah. It can be used with anybody.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I've had a strong one where like you need somebody to make an announcement, no one's looking up, and you're like, hey. And I'm
yeah.
like, okay.
That's a thing. Yeah, like when I
solid
weddings that I go to, I'll get wrangled into being like, hey, can you like MC the dinner? So, you ever been at a wedding where somebody knows that you stand up, you're a public speaker, and they're like, hey, will you get everybody in? You're like, I'm also one of the people that wants to be wrangled. You know, I'm having fun. But like, so you just go out and you're like, hey, and you just kind of do this.
Yeah.
Everybody round up.
This is the kind of thing. This happened yesterday. I was at my little sister's baby shower and she was like going to try to say a few words and like started by like trying to get people's attention.
Uh-huh.
And then my older sister came in with the, hey,
she sure
and then
did.
All of a sudden everybody but Ivan Carmel, my father, shut up. And then a second A got him to shut up.
Ivan will be the one voice that's still going and you just hear the last two sentences of whatever the story
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, so we got that boo.
Yeah.
So now I can't go to Sears anymore. Not that there's Sears anywhere,
not
but you
they,
know.
Yeah.
What was the beginning of that?
But A, it's a powerful thing to say with your entire chest. It can be used in any, if someone's like running next to a pool or if somebody just wants to say a few beautiful words. And then, okay, here we go. This is not just one word. It's a no thank you.
Mm-hmm. I said
I had that on my list.
And thank is in all caps. Knowing you, regular. No thank you. This is if somebody has a clipboard at a farmer's market and they just will not stop with the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop letting them steal our elections, bro. We went to the farmer's market yesterday and there's a guy with a bedazzled hat.
Yeah.
He goes, donate, stop letting the fat cats steal our elections. And we're like, no.
Did you say fat cats?
A few times. Girl, a few times.
I would have maybe stopped for that. I would have been
yeah. I'm saying fat cats.
What breed of cat? We're talking about Siamese, American Shorthair? What you talking about?
Because those fat tabbies got to go. Bro. Get them out of Washington.
These fat Persian blues? Girl.
Every now and again.
I think that might be racist.
Kind of feels like it's filled with fat tabbies every now and again. Blues. You know what I mean? Persian everyone's swamp? Asleep anyways.
We're talking about the swamp? It's crazy that many fat cats can live in a swamp.
There it is.
They do.
What are they eating? Where's all the rats?
They're eating our health insurance.
They're eating
the little guy. Bud. Tell you that. And gas prices? They're living off of those.
No thank you is when you've said, like, you've tried it 3-4 times. You said, no, I can't today. I'm kind of in a hurry. No thank you.
I had to use that on a drunk girl at the Comedy Store. Drunk white women hone in on me for some reason. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
It's all that maybe, Pierce vodka you're wearing.
Listen, you know, out here just giving them a little bit of shine, a little bit of ambition, a little bit of, you know, just a better way to live. And so minding my business, sitting there being a Christian, and this goofy bitch is standing there for 5 solid minutes staring me in my fucking face. And I'm like, okay, maybe I helped too many of you hoes in college and now it's coming back on me. Mm-hmm. And she just came up to me and I was just like, hi, I'm not interested. And she's like, well, I'm just trying to talk. And I'm like, I just went, no, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just when I was like, no, thank you. And anytime she came over to talk to me, I said, no, thank you. She's like, you hate me. I said, listen, you were drunk and I'm not interested and I do not want to talk to you. So no, thank you. I probably told that girl no, thank you with my hand up 7 times to get her the fuck out of my face.
It's the last warning shot. It's the this is the last time I'm going to be polite is no, thank you.
The polite with the chest is big. A lot of these are very polite.
Yeah.
You have to escalate.
That's the scariest with your chest to me. Like, dude, I remember the old manager Helium. I won't say his name. He doesn't like it like that. But the amount of people I had to walk up to him and say crazy shit.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be like, thank you. Thank you. Just like that. And I'm like, I don't know how You didn't throw them down the stairs, dog.
Is that the new manager at David Bory? Is this the same guy we're talking about?
No. Well, yeah, him too. Both of them. Anyway.
It's so big.
Yeah, dude. It's like touching a granite wall when I hug the man and then tell him I love him and then watch him fucking deal with this shit.
We hugging walls? What's his name? Where are you at?
Oh, he's in LA. Oh, he's, you can hug.
He's in LA.
He is. Anyway,
who this?
This ain't about.
David Bory, text me later about this man. Maybe we can meet up tonight. Maybe I can have a good evening.
Yeah, it would also be nice to see you as well, Dulce.
You have a liquotonic, nigga. Get your life together.
Ma'am, it's time for your
see?
Second pick.
See? You should use this on your podcast more often because you know people get distracted as fuck.
Whoa.
That was great.
Time for your second pick, Dulce.
I'm going to go with this one. So this is one of my favorite phrases in Blackdom, but you have to say it with your chest. It is usually Black women that say it. So you were in the middle of a disagreement with someone.
A disagreement, yeah, an argument. Yeah,
and they start getting a little spicy, right? And the number of times as a Black woman where somebody says something spicy, close to disrespectful, and then you just go, who were you talking to?
Yeah.
And then look behind, the number of times, and then you look behind as in, and I'm saying it with my chest, but also I'm genuinely asking, who are you talking to? Because I know it's not me.
You're almost giving them an out. Tell me that you're talking to him.
Please tell me.
You must be talking to him.
There's no way in God's green earth that he made in 7 days. There's no fucking way. As I walk in nature, that you are setting your mouth to speak to me in this way. So anytime I've ever, my favorite is what I've seen. And it's always Black women that do this. The look back first where they'll say something and you'll go, who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Who? And I've done it to people. You look back first and you're like, we're the only two people in the house. But there has to be another motherfucker in here because I know as I live and breathe, ain't no way you talking to me like that. So who the fuck else is here?
Yeah, that's another one. But when somebody hits you with that serve back where they're like, you bitch. And then everybody around is like,
and I've seen it. And the serve back was, oh, I know you're not talking to me.
Oh, now it's a volley.
Who you talking to? You bitch. But I know you're not talking to me. So
it's like
the
first few shots of a ping pong game. Before you get into
so who are you talking? Who are you talking to? Yeah, my favorite is. Oh,
there's
I know
a
you're
couple
not
people
to
not talking to anybody.
And then that's when you get the volley of you bitch. But you, I know you're not talking to me. That's when people go, okay, let me back up.
It's
now something.
You know
going
what's tight?
Now it's about to get digital in this bitch.
You change the inflection on the you. So because I say it all the time, but I say, who are you talking to? Like if somebody says something I'm stoked about, you know, like, oh, you want to go get ice cream? I'm like, who are you talking to? And that it's a good thing you say with your chest where you're like, yeah, dude, you want to go shoe shopping, Playboy? Who are you talking to?
Who are you telling?
You telling? Yes.
I heard Kmart has a Mountain Dew flavored beef jerky and a beef jerky flavored Mountain Dew.
Beef jerky flavored Mountain Dew.
I got both. Yeah.
Let's be there already, Playboy. Yeah. Let's go.
I feel like that's you guys' afternoon.
Sidebar, Sean Jordan. There was a truck a couple years ago in Georgia.
This is a crazy statement.
Hold on.
There was a Mountain Dew truck. So painted down the side was Mountain Dew, the number one selling beverage in Georgia. Or like it's the high, like more Mountain Dew was sold in the state of Georgia at that time. And it was like a big code red truck. And it was like, thank you, Georgia, for your number one set. Like Georgia by at one point bought more Mountain Dew than any other state
in the country.
Mountain
Dew ain't missing any meals. Like, you know, people
Aren't
buy
you guys
Mountain
a Coca-Cola
Dew.
Coca-Cola town though?
Mm-hmm. But Mountain Dew, listen, you got to know your clientele.
That's a shot fired.
It's Coca-Cola and Mountain Dew down here. Have you seen that thing on Pinterest where you can use Mountain Dew to make like a glow stick?
I don't think I've ever been on Pinterest.
No, but I buy that.
Yeah, I would.
Look this shit up. You can put something in Mountain Dew. And motherfuckers were like, we're going camping. And like, well, we couldn't find our flashlights. And it was like, doop, doop, doop.
Can that be my lip gloss? Mountain Dew glow stick?
Hey. We're trying not to get sued, okay? Unless you want your color to be bright yellow, Shaw, then yes, you could be. They do the Dew can be the name of your color. But yeah, who are you talking to is my pick. And it's nice to know that it can also be in like in a fun, positive way.
Yeah.
So thank you, Sean Jordan, for showing us the other side of the coin in this particular situation.
David Bory, time for your second pick.
My second pick is one that I find even I've been doing this as a kid, and it's like it's another one of those polite ones, but you can really get a lot. It's excuse me.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just gonna use that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like yep. I find it in airports so many times.
I was gonna say that's a big
like,
airport.
Somebody
move.
In my shit, and I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the sky priority lane. I know it says zone 4 on your shit. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do need to get out of there. Also, people looking at like you all rude, like you're when you go stand in the sky priority thing. Like, it makes sense for me to be here. This is how things happen the fastest. I have a sky priority ticket. So if I'm here, I get on the plane, then you can get on. Don't look at me like I'm some kind of schmuck because I'm standing where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm a Diamond Medallion member. It's
bitch.
It's the people who can't walk, the people who serve our country, and then me. That's who gets on the plane first.
You goofy bitch. Also, if you are a black person anywhere near first class, a white person will come and stand directly in front of you.
Oh, my God.
The number of fucking times I've had to say to some dude, he came and stood in front of me, and I was like, excuse me. He said, I didn't think you were in line. I said, why didn't you think I was in line?
And he was like, that's like
I'm sorry. No,
out of
bitch,
every that's a one out of every four flights occurrence.
I'm telling you the number of times, and then the white man was like, well, it doesn't matter. We're all getting on a plane. I said, then if it doesn't matter, you can get behind me.
Yes. Yeah, then you go to zone 7 where you're supposed to be.
Go fart
and
your khakis
over
there. It's not
even a hierarchy thing, because I don't give a shit. It's just annoying that you assume that I am not waiting to get on the plane right now. Instead, oh, man, that one. Oof, I gotta relax. Excuse me.
With his business-themed polo shirt.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Hamilton Logistics polo shirt tucked into a khaki he's been farting into.
With a suit and a backpack looking like you lost and divorced. Move.
It's always like the same type of dude. And I always hit him with that because they're real stressed and like they'll just come running up and I'll always let him go. And it's like, and I always hit him with the like, yeah, we're all getting on. And they look at me like, yeah, shit. And like, it's such a dumb way to act. Like you don't. You got a seat, man. Just go when you're supposed to.
We all getting on, but I'm getting on before you because I paid for this fucking seat. You can rub elbows with your dusty ass wife. I came to have a fucking tray table that pull out while I enjoy my Korean dramas with this full meal. You snack eating hoe. Get the fuck behind me. It never fucking
That should
fail.
Probably be the description of the episode.
Yeah.
You snack eating hoe.
They ain't serving you silverware. Your food come in a box, bitch. Get the fuck out in front of me.
That is not how I just am annoyed when I get cut.
But that's the vibes, though, because you automatically assume that I'm not getting every single time I'm at there could be nobody in front of me and some white person will just stand directly in front of me wherever the fuck I'm at.
Yeah, and too close. Where you're like,
oh my God, I've jockeyed with this woman. She got in front of me, I moved. The host stood in front of me again. And then I watched this bitch watch me when they call first class, walk on the plane. Mm. And I heard her go, yeah,
that's when you wink at her and you say, ma'am.
Ma'am. Get your books up. You should have done better.
But yeah,
excuse me is power. I've seen Sue Carmel say mm-hmm. excuse me at like a Nordstrom's customer service desk before. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, excuse me? Eyes get all wide.
A strong excuse me will change lives.
Yeah.
I always turtle up when I can tell it's getting serious. I'm like, oh man, I get all nervous. And like if a physical altercation happens, that's the only point that I could come out of my shell. Otherwise, like if people are just verbally beefing, I'm just like, yeah, they'll figure it out. And then if it gets physical, then I'll pop back up.
Well, I need you to pop back out and make your second and third picks.
This is pretty basic, but still there. So it's in my version of this, it's like 2 a.m. I got to go to the bathroom and I stub my toe really hard and I just go, motherfucker, like that. And I say this, the fucker with my chest, but like, and I try to keep it down, but it's that way where you're like swallowing a little pain, you know, just, or like if I fall when I'm skating or tweak my, or something, or like if the lawnmower won't start, honestly, that's not painful, but it's just like, motherfucker.
It's
like
emotionally painful.
Like I'll just purse
also, that
my lips.
Also that skateboarding thing, I thought about you because I fell down the other day and I was like, I don't know how Sean does this frequently.
Dude, when I turned... When I turned 41, I was doing I did 41 tricks. I've been doing it on my birthday every year. So I did 41 tricks and I tried a hard trick down a ledge, down some stairs, and I fell and I hit my hip my ankle, my elbow, and my ribs, and all of it. I thought I broke all of it. And I stand up and I was like, I'm good, right? I'm good. And I was running around because that's what you do when you hurt yourself. And then this kid was smoking a blunt. He was probably 17. And I go, I'm good, right? And he pulls it out. He goes, oh no. He put it back. I was like, yeah, I don't know either. That's why I'm asking.
That's amazing. He's like, listen, I can't live this life with you.
You want to make sure all systems are go, like everything's so, like, working?
Last time I busted my foot, I got up and I started walking because you're like, no, I'm good, I'm good. And you're like, you can feel your, whatever, it's gross. But you can, anyway.
You can tell you're not good.
Just that mother for you, like, fucker. Or well, sometimes it's out of
studies have shown that cussing makes pain hurt less.
Something. Or like.
They have. That like you're, that like. Mm-hmm. It has
really?
Some sort of, yeah. That like if you like stub your toe and yell fuck, like as opposed to just not saying anything, it makes it hurt less. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because you're releasing whatever that is.
Yeah, something's coming out.
It's a shock. So something has to release. It's the same concept of like releasing an energy wave because there's been an impact. Yeah. So energy has to get released. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
I love releasing energy on impact.
That's what she said?
I think that was good.
Yeah. I like it.
She was there.
As innuendo goes.
Yeah.
As double entendre.
Number three.
Third one, I'm sitting in the whip. And I'm not a big honk the horn. I'm not a big flip someone off. I keep it all on the whip. But if it's just not going my way, I will just scream, go!
Yeah.
I just scream it in my car. I scream it louder than anything I scream. That's what I do. I do it hundreds of times a day in my car.
You're yelling go?
I scream it from the,
scream
it. And it's such an unhealthy thing. And I don't do it when other people are in the car. Now Max, even when she's in the car, I can't do anything because she's like, what happened? So she's starting to pick up on that. Obviously, I don't scream shit when my daughter's in the car. But yeah, if I'm by myself and it's even a fraction of a second longer than I think it should be that somebody sat there, I scream it. And that's coming from somewhere else.
I don't think that's unhealthy because it stops you from honking the horn.
Yeah.
And it stops you from flipping on people. And it stops you from road raging. It sounds good to me.
I try. I mean, people get shot, dude. That's the thing where I'm like, it doesn't matter what's, anybody can get it. So it's like, I don't want to make it. I don't want it to leave the car. So I just scream in the car, you know, and then that gets my little energy out and then I'm all right. But yeah, that's a couple little basic ones, but they come from my chest so much.
Yeah, that comes from deep within. That's
That comes from like my pancreas.
Your diaphragm.
Like whatever's deep.
You're
in
like
there.
A trained opera singer. Go! We're going to do is go into our next short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project. And it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself. But it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which I'll let your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy, Everything Already in Progress. Sean Jordan, just drafted, go from a car. That's something you say out of your chest. David Boyd, it's time for your third pick.
This one is kind of weird. It's hard to explain. I don't get in a ton of heated arguments. I like to keep my cool or leave. But when I do, it's like this one word yelling in an argument. It's just, it always comes out so disrespectful. And it's and. Oh. You know what I mean? Yeah, when somebody's coming, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, and?
Yeah.
And. It's just like, it's like, oh, we're not even arguing anymore.
No.
I hear what you said. I don't give a fuck.
Cards on the table time. Let's jump immediately to whatever the conclusion of this was going to be.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. And is never, it's never a good sign if you're yelling that.
I just feel like you're being very good. Disrespectful to me and blah, blah, blah. And? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
So what's the issue? That's basically being like, so what's wrong?
Yeah.
You just said all the things I am doing. I know I'm doing.
What are you prepared to do about it?
What's the problem? Yeah, and?
Yeah, it just feels good.
Who do you find yourself saying and with?
I'd rather not.
Okay. That's how you be out here talking to these birds, these skirts. Okay, David Gabori.
Don't be like that.
There's a few times, like I remember one of the high planes, Adam, he always gets mad at me because I get a little too tossed to like want to go shred the next day. And he'll just be like, yo, you did this, and I'm like, and? Yeah. I'm a grown up, dude. Yeah. I made my choice.
No, and usually comes out when you're in the wrong, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually somebody totally. Being like,
you have nothing.
When somebody
else.
Got you, yeah, and you're like, yeah. So?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did do four shots of bubblegum flavored vodka at that bar.
And?
Yeah, and?
And that's why I'm dizzy all day and I can't go skate.
That's why I'm walking backwards. What's your point?
Yeah.
And that's why
I'm
trying
to catch up to myself.
Letting this Gatorade electrolyte drink slip out of my hands.
I'm letting this Gatorade do what I think it does, but I bet it doesn't. One of those.
I use Gatorade for the most non-athletic shit.
Oh, my God. They should make that commercial.
90% of the people that drink Gatorade.
Oh, dude, that's call center life for days. People sitting on their yoga balls drinking a big Gatorade, and you're like, yeah, I'm kind of a health nut. You're like, no, you're not.
I used to drink Rockstar Juice when I worked at a call center.
Oh, those were like triple the sugar.
The Rockstar is good for you. God. Dude, they used to tell us to put a mirror at our desk so we could see ourselves smile. Man, shout out if you're still doing it, man. That stuff's tough.
Tough.
That's tough. I did it for 12, 13 years. I was living.
Oh, people never got my name right. I remember one time I was working at this place called Purchasing Power. I was like, thank you for calling Purchasing Power. The stool say, how may I help you? The lady goes, hey, Priscilla. And she said it so loud. The girl next to me heard it. And she was like, Priscilla. And I'm sitting next to a black woman because this is in Atlanta, so everyone's black. And for the next 3 months, anytime that girl saw me, it was, hey, Priscilla. I'm like, hey, girl. And everyone was like, who the fuck is Priscilla? She's like, I ain't finna explain what wasn't even there. Don't even worry about it. And that girl, I bet you if she messaged me today, it'd be, hey, Priscilla. And I know exactly what the fuck she's talking about.
Has the name Priscilla gotten to the black community? Are there a lot of black people named Priscilla or no? There's a lot of white people named Priscilla.
I've never
Is it even the young community?
I don't think so.
I mean, we're bringing back names now. Like, people are naming their kids Clementine and all kind of... When my friend named his daughter Clementine, and I was like, it's cute, and it makes sense for him because he...
Wears suspenders?
Well, all his clothes are very soft and earth tone.
Okay, yeah.
So it made sense for who he is as a human being, but it's like those quirky names, but nobody's getting named like Gloria.
He's naming a daughter Maxine.
Maxine Louise.
Okay, Maxine Shaw, attorney at law. We got you.
That's
okay.
Right, yeah.
Who knew that Sean Jordan was a living single fan?
I knew.
Gonna name his other daughter Regine. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. And his last one, Khadijah.
I I tried to get Khadija on round one, but Laura was like, I don't see how that's gonna go.
No, you gotta work her out.
Yeah, you gotta wait. You gotta wait till Laura's on the epidural. They're like, no, I'll sign the birth certificate. Yeah, she's good.
Khadija Jordan.
Twins, Khadija and Kadeem Jordan.
Wow.
Yo, you were going to confuse the fuck out of the United Negro College Fund.
WNBA superstar Khadija Jordan. But not the way you were thinking.
And then a blonde person walks up and you're like, I don't want any. I don't.
Just a tall Irish girl.
Khadija Jordan walks in like, and?
Right.
You didn't do warm up. And? Where's the court?
Sometimes the joke is right up your alley, and that one got me. Jesus. Dulce, time for your third pick.
Okay. So this is one I think is very fun, but you usually only see it in like an older movies, and it's when someone goes, "How dare you?"
Oh, I love that.
I've said "How dare you" to somebody in modern times, and it jolts the fuck out of them.
Yeah,
some dude says something. I said, "How dare you?" He was like, "I'm so sorry."
Because it feels so intense. Like, "How dare you" does feel like, "Whoa, wait, what?
What did I do?
What did I do?
I did something."
And I was watching an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. And one of the girls said to one of the other girls, "I was like, how very dare you?" I was like, oh, this is a... Let me go ahead.
They found a new way.
No, how very dare you is an old way.
Really?
Oh, it's a very old way.
I thought it was like the new way, like give all the fucks.
No, dude, how very dare you? No, that's like old. That's like,
I feel like I should be in black and white smoking a cigarette. I'd be in black and white probably. I don't know. Being a maid. But I would hope that I could be...
You can still smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, you can smoke.
Thank you so much. But I probably wouldn't have like the fun little holder yelling at my rich husband. Just seeing what call, you know.
You could have been in France. This could be a French black and white movie.
I could be a French black and white movie. Oh, yeah. With Josephine Baker yelling at these white men trying not to help. But yes, how dare you? Because if you don't put your hand on your chest when you say it, you don't mean it. Or it has to be like a... How dare you? No, you did not.
Yes, a fan came out.
If you thought you heard a fan,
you did hear a fan.
Yes, baby. These fans saved my life in Montreal. It was hotter than six hoes.
It was very hot.
It was hot as shit. We was out in here trying to be out here dancing and shit. Everybody, it's like Montreal forgot how AC worked. The hotel was like, fuck it, you finna be hot.
Also, you started a swag surf, and that I was so sweaty after it.
Listen, I'm just here to make people's lives better. I'm here to help the children. I don't walk out my house every day.
It was on stage for a long time.
Me and Dave, girl, Ian Lara is so flashy. He was like, he messaged me the next day. He's like, I made the party better. It was the best party JFL has ever had. I was like, I'm going to need your little ass to chill, sir. but because Cypher, like the thing is, we would do that in New York. Cypher would be DJing and there'd be like a few of us on stage, and usually me and Ian. But then other people would get on stage and they started like kicking people off the stage.
There was a lot of people on
stage at this party at JFL, but they never kicked me or Ian off the stage, and I cannot tell you why. Because when
I think
they
had something to do with the twerking / swag surfing.
You're right. You're welcome.
Listen. People were watching.
I'm going to swag surf at my wedding. If the Lord blesses me with a husband, it will be on the invitation. Like, you know, appetizers, drink hour at 10:30 p.m. We are swag surfing. Yeah. But we had a swag surf at a Bridgetown years ago.
Yes, we did.
Corey, you were there.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember we started it because it starts in a huddle. And I remember, first of all, Troy Walker missed it. And so...
Shout out to Troy. We were just hanging out there.
We love Troy. Shout out to Troy. But Troy, we came up late. But I'm like, at 11 o'clock, we swag surfing. I'm always here to swag surf. I bonded with Gabrielle Union at a Miami Heat game swag surfing. So I love it. But I don't know if you've ever done it, Sean. I think you would enjoy it.
Oh, he swag surfed.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I bet I've done it.
It's a pretty simple.
No. See, y'all only know that part. Y'all don't do the other parts of the thing. Y'all only do the...
If it was happening in Bridgetown, I was there. I'm sure of it. I'm sure I was in this.
And it was so funny to watch all the white people go, wait, what are they doing?
It's easy to catch on, though.
But the number of people that can't catch on is wild to me. Because they're like, well, what are we doing? I'm like, you're putting your arms around somebody else's shoulders and then you're going back and forth. I don't understand what you don't understand.
You just sound like you're doing a soccer team celebration. It's fun. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good point.
We needed a white translation. Bit. That's what we needed. We needed a white translation.
Yeah, I'll give you the white. Yeah, yeah. It feels like FC Barcelona just scored a goal. Okay, here we go. Third and fourth picks for me. With my third pick, you're visiting home. Mm. You haven't been eating crazy at where you actually live, but you're home and your mom keeps feeding you or your grandma keeps feeding you. And eventually you have to just be like, listen, I'm stuffed. And you got to hit stuffed in a way that communicates, I don't want one more piece of whatever. I actually don't have room for dessert. But you're doing it nicely. So you're holding back a little bit. Look, I am stuffed. You have to say it with your whole chest. It's just not another.
Because people are so quick to press more stuff on you. And you're like, no. I'm stuffed.
I can't. It's actually, I'll say it to a waiter who's being super charming, saying like, hey, hope we save room for dessert. Hey, I'm stuffed. Yeah. And sometimes you just need to communicate that. You're not hurting any feelings.
Yeah.
You've done more than a good enough job.
Yeah, you weren't mean to it. You're like, there's no more room, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're just like, no, I'm stuffed.
I'm stuffed.
Get off me.
I like that. That's a good pick.
That's a good one. I never even thought of that one.
In the interest of time, I've never even said this, but I've admired seeing it said by people with their full chest, and that is, get!
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I've said it.
I know you have said it.
You say it to like a critter in your yard. I've said it to some cats before.
Yeah, I've never been. I don't know.
You say it to a person.
I think the Ashkenazi Jew, the get did not travel amongst the Ashkenazi Jewish people.
You're Jewish.
100% from it and everything.
Yeah, what are we doing?
We are not a get people. I think maybe we'll say that, get out of here, like that. Like we'll say the whole thing.
Scram!
Scram! What did I tell you about getting into my brambleberry bushes? But but we're not a just get people, but I've looked upon it admiringly and I just love how simple it is. It's a whole sentence in three letters. G-I-T. Get.
Get.
If you're talking to humans, it's y'all get now.
Yeah.
And that's how you say it to people. But if it's an animal, it's just get. Y'all get now.
No, that's dang good.
I never said that either. That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
I say it often, but it's fucking fun.
We got to find ourselves in a get situation.
I've been in plenty of get situations.
You don't want to be in a get situation.
David, at High Plains, we'll find ourselves in a get situation together.
We'll get when the getting's good.
Yeah.
I've been the get-e on many of those
situations. Oh, I bet you have, Skateboard Sean.
I'm sure I've been told to get quite a few times.
Yeah. Dulce, like, time for your fourth pick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was so...
That was fantastic.
I hadn't done it in a million years. The way I could do it. That was so good.
The number of children I have reprimanded.
Yes,
that
one. I was going to say, that's like, I've seen that directed at kids before.
Yeah, that's a jumping on the couch.
I did it in Montreal with some
kids.
That's
a trekking shoes across the floor.
Oh, there were some kids in Montreal a couple years ago fucking with the escalator.
Oh, no.
In that mall that's beneath the hotel.
Yeah.
And I could just see the little girl's head. Like, they didn't speak English. But
No. Yeah.
It's universal. They were fucking with that escalator. I said,
Yeah, you know, that's not even a language. That's just like
human.
That's a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an audio vibe. Everybody knows what that means.
That's brain stem to mouth. There's no other part.
You could go deep into the middle of the Amazon where some kid is doing something he's not supposed to and say that, and he would understand.
Get off that vine. I told you the last more than once. Get off that damn vine.
Gonna run up my light bill.
Ain't a doctor been here in 200 years. Get your ass off that vine.
That's perfect. David, your fourth pick.
My fourth pick, Dulce said it, so I was kind of scared it was going to get picked. I'm taking, get off me!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it works for, it's a big video game.
Dude, above the rim?
Like, man, or just playing Madden and just like, remember when Hitstick came out?
Oh, yeah.
get off me.
I mean, that's like the whole through line for Above the Rim. That's how the movie starts when they're like playing backboard tag or whatever. He's like, get off of me.
Yeah.
And it's the whole.
It's just so great. It's great for competition.
That was going to be one of my next two picks. I love that. Because it's you can say it in a good way, too. It's fun. Like, you just have a good set and you're like, get off me. Like, you just get off stage. It's tight.
Oh, man. It's great.
I love how Sean always finds the nice ways to say these things.
Well, you probably meant it in a good way, right, David? You weren't actually saying like, somebody coming up to you and you're like, get off me.
Yeah, I feel like that's not my go-to for that situation.
It's talking like hype. You're like hyped up. You're kind of talking shit.
It's like I'm excited. Like you just killed or some shit.
Get off me.
Yeah. I love it. I love all iterations of it. Do not touch me.
It's my space. Yeah. Well, sometimes people get to, who wants to touch me?
Get on stage
for years.
Who wants to touch me?
On stage and off stage.
Hey, man, come through. I'm trying not to be an incel.
Sean, time for your fourth and then your final picks, a lightning round.
Fourth pick is going to be something I say a lot when just out skating or just at like, I don't know, just having fun out partying or whatever. I'll just be like, take a bite. I love that. I like saying take a bite.
I've never heard you say that.
I don't think I've heard you ever say take a bite either.
All right.
It's so right. Like if somebody
these are your best friends and they've never heard you say this.
They also said they've never seen me drink certain drinks that I've certainly drank. It's just fun to be like.
I think you have a private life that you don't share. That might be more of a skateboarding thing than a party.
It could be more
thing.
Back home, like when we're skating and like everybody, because it's like, you know, take a bite. Like,
yeah.
Just. You know, someone's trying to trick. It's hard or whatever. Maybe that's it. Maybe I say it more skating. But I just love it, man. I just love being like, yeah, take a bite.
You're a fucking liar.
Dang, you got me. You're right. I'm 32. I'm not married. This ain't my house.
This is Isaac's house.
Me and Isaac built a life together and we acted like we just met when you guys all met us.
Take a bite, dude. Take a bite out of your final pick in the lightning round.
All right. So this will be, let me know if I can do this. So there was a no thank you, but this one is going to be like when somebody comes up and this is specifically after a show and they just say like something really good or something about your set and I'll just go, thank you.
Yeah, like a
legit like eye contact, let them know that I mean it, but like a very solid like thank you. Because I
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, like it's hard for people to take shit seriously anymore because I don't know, everybody's. Just think, it's hard to find the good, and
you're,
I get that.
You're really good at this. You are really good at taking a moment, eye contact, and like, we're only going to talk for 5 seconds, but it's going to be an earnest moment. You're good at it.
I was just going to say, like, when you can't give them a lot of time, but I can give you this for real.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, like, so it's funny because I was in Sacramento, and I don't know if I told you guys this story, but a woman came up after the show and put her hand on my shoulder and then started telling me what I did wrong.
Then, bitch!
I sent her.
I go, get your hand off my shoulder. And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I go, thank you. And then right after that, somebody who was waiting to say, what's up? I turned around and they said something. I go, thank you. Seriously, thank you. So it was like both versions of those in about 15 seconds, which was, it was hilarious. In the moment, I was like, this is ridiculous. But yeah, just a good thank you.
Thank you. David Bohr, time for your final pick.
I can't believe I'm getting this in the last round. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's like,
good.
Shut up is like fun and jovial. I mean, and even sometimes you're saying it like, shut the fuck up. But yeah, that one.
You can accent any one of those words, be like, shut the fuck up. Or just be like, shut the fuck up. And it all gets you right there.
You can accent every one of those words.
Shut
the fuck up.
Shane.
Why did I do this?
Sorry,
time,
Shane.
Dad.
Sorry. I love you, man. I can't wait to see you.
Why he's always mad at
anyway,
me?
No, that's great, man.
Why don't you go eat a fucking Mountain Dew flavored burrito, Sean?
I will. Boy, if they ever get one, talk big Taco Bell. Your boy, you'll sell one at least.
Taco Bell got that on lock.
Fucking poverty flavored Chislic.
That was a pretty good Shane right there.
If you ever need to come back at Shane Ezekiel Torres, always there remember that in the cereal draft, he said that he would pour milk over caramel popcorn, and that is the most poverty-stricken sentence.
He was lying. I know he was lying.
Meshuggah.
Since I make meth. So don't let him come for you and your neck and your lifestyle and your Mountain Dew enjoying when that bitch has given us.
I like how we found a way to flip this on Shane, who's not here.
Fuck you, Shane.
Stick up for himself.
I love you, Shane.
Anyway, I do too.
Dual, sit down for your final pick.
Fuck it. I'm going to pick the one. It's. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know, again, from
that was my sixth man
great,
right there.
Great fifth round talent. That's listen, amazing.
Yep.
Because it was between that and You Fool. But no one's really saying that anymore. Right? That was a very, you know, black or white situation. But the number of one, I realize that certain people just can't get the inflection right. But also, it can
it's
be
a, like an eyes cutting thing. Like, right. You know what I mean? It's like a down and up. Ooh, that's a, it hurts.
No, because
it can be a,
you and I both just sit here like, I can't, I try it. Like,
white people have a slight version of it, which is,
dude, I've done that so many
it's
times.
Different, though.
But that's solely condescending, right? Yeah. Solely condescending. We can go,
This is. Oh my God. I wish we had
a conspiratorial.
Just so you
can the face goes
all the
with
eyes.
It.
I think we need to cut that. Can we cut that part out? We'll share it with the Patreon.
So good.
The exact
lexicon.
Yeah,
let them see that.
It's so good.
You got a bonnet on.
There's a joint. Yeah. Because there's the like, go, I'm with you, go on. That is bullshit. Like, yeah.
Baron Vaughn used to have this joke about, he said, this is my impression of a black woman in the water. And I
scream. Oh, that's such a Baron joke too. That's so funny.
Fucking God screamed up there that's... with David Bory's alligator joke, in my opinion.
I love that joke. I love both of those jokes.
Silly
that's
joke.
How I fell in love with David Bory. I saw him at High Place and he told that joke. And I got back to LA and told everybody that fucking joke. I told people that joke for years. It was, and the crowd was like, what? And it was me and Troy Walker grabbing each other's arms, screaming in the fucking back.
Right? No, we're we have to cut that part out too. Sorry,
editing.
Yes, ending a joke that you asked to be cut out. And then now
no,
I look.
You don't have to explain it.
Now,
it
I, look, now I look.
I'm excited.
I look very suspect.
I'm excited for you for even to go in there. Yeah, you weren't sure, but you did it. Congratulations, baby.
Thank you.
I liked it. Now we're all in the mug.
Hell yeah. Uh-huh. It had to happen because I know that two of the people on this podcast can't set their mouth right or their face right to even get the inflection correct. Mm-mm. So, it's something you got to say with your chest.
Well, I am going to take for my final pick, this is at least the Jews version of mm-hmm. Mm. But I think might even be a little bit, might just be white people in general, which is, okay.
I was picked okay, but I know I couldn't say it right. Okay.
That's a good one.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And I can't really do that one either.
Yeah.
I'm just out here with no pedals.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
I've done it where some white person said something white and I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Basically, this is what we're doing out here on today. Okay.
I understand the rules of engagement now. Okay.
I feel like you got to say it with like De Niro face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't see my face at all.
I mean, you are walking through the shadows in a dark moonlight.
I'm shrouded in darkness.
It's just because you're backlit. That's all.
There you go. I'm up close. I'm very handsome.
Yay! Look
I mean,
that.
This is true. This is undoubtedly true. Okay, is our final pick to recap. Sean, you went first, and you took representative motherfucker. Go! Take a bite, which we've all heard you say a million times.
Yeah,
I think anyone who knows you.
Sean Jordan.
Anyone who knows you. And then, thank you. David, you went second. You took, I love you. Excuse me? And get off me and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Dulce, you went third and you took sir/ma'am. And then, well, some of these feel difficult for me to do, but I'm going to do my best.
Do it.
Who are you talking to?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How dare you? Or even how very dare you?
Yes.
Ah! I sound like a dolphin when I do it.
Then you're doing great. You're doing great.
And then finally,
I knew he was gonna hit it. I knew he was gonna hit it. As soon as she said it, I was like, Ian's gonna nail it.
I knew he was gonna hit it. Thank you. I feel good right now. I didn't even need that second cup
now,
of coffee.
Now, Sean, your turn.
Close
enough.
Okay. You know what? I'll allow it.
All right.
Hey, that's all I need.
We're in there.
That dog can hunt. Nice. There you go.
And I went last with A. No, thank you. I'm stuffed. Get. And okay.
That was a waiter talking you into dessert. Do it again and imagine there's a waiter talking Ian into dessert. Do it all again.
A. Yes. No, thank you.
Are you sure?
I'm stuffed.
Come on.
Get.
Sure.
Okay. I will have it.
All right, creme brulee. All right, delicious.
Creme brulee.
All right, we got to go.
You know, pancakes for the table.
There we go. We want to hear yours. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon. Thank you so much for holding us down. Hope you enjoyed the live stream. It was a lot of fun for us. We'll be in another one soon. On the Patreon, of course, AFE mailbags, AFE bonus episodes, auction drafts, live streams, all sorts of fun stuff, pre-rolls, yada, yada, yada.
New shotguns.
Shout out to everyone on the AFE Shislackety. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Hope you enjoyed this one.
I'm back, bitches.
Shout out to super producer Isaac on the ones and twos with a beautiful gold watch sitting in Sean's kitchen, shining. Just a love. We've had a lovely weekend here together.
Love it.
I gotta say, week. A lovely week here together. Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything. Shaklackety! Now that's something you can say with your chest.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.